It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is California Wine Country with Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Today, it's pretty much all about the Harvest Fair. Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn has brought in the winners for the Harvest Fair.
All of them.
Yeah.
All 103.
There's 103 wines here.
It's going to be a long show.
Sheila Quince is here from the Harvest Fair. Hi.
Hi.
And Tom Simino.
Hey, how we doing? We're in the middle of harvest here. But I decided if Sheila was going to be here talking about the Harvest Fair, I'm coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
So, Sheila, tell everyone what you do at the Harvest Fair.
Well, I am the wine judging coordinator. I actually worked for the Harvest Fair for 30 right. years, retired in 12, but just couldn't quite.
She keeps trying to
retire. I couldn't tear That's myself away from the Harvest Fair. So, anyway, lucky for me, I'm able to be a consultant slash pro wine judging coordinator and keep my toe in the water a little bit by helping with the judging.
Judging coordinator. That's got to be a lot of work. There's a lot of judges and so many wines.
That's true.
So
yeah.
you get we all the start judges real early. Together?
Yes, I do. Yeah. We get the judges. We kind of start months and months in advance, and it's securing them all, getting them all situated, then receiving all the wines, getting everything ready to go, and then executing the judging. So it's a fun time, and I love all the people that I get to meet over
all,
the years.
All three of you guys have been or still are judges for the
Yeah. I think I'm
I've actually never judged the professional.
We were talking about
yeah. that. MC'd, right?
Yeah, MC'd several times. Won the sweepstakes award as an amateur way back. That's actually what started this radio show, Radio Wine Guy. Jackson, you remember that?
91?
92. I won the best amateur red wine award, sweepstakes award. The Press Democrat did an article about me, and the radio station called and said they were going to do food and wine pieces on the radio.
Well, first it started with my talk show back then in 92 called...
what was that called?
Entertainment Zone.
That's right.
He wasn't even born and he knows the name.
The youngest guy in the room knows the
We couldn't
answer.
Think of it.
But the wine pieces were starting at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it hadn't been, if I hadn't
launched
won.
Launched your career, did we?
You launched my career, man. Now, wait a minute. Some people would say it's your fault. But anyway, the Harvest Fair started the whole thing. And, of course, Jackson named me and the rest
Sonoma
is history.
The Sonoma County wine guy. And he used to bring wine in on the Entertainment Zone show, and there would be wine stains.
All over the table.
All over the table. So then we judged from then on, I'd say.
One to five wine stains.
Yeah. I would say, how many stains, Tom? And he'd go, I'll give this 3.5 stains.
And it took.
My
it
kind
stuck.
Of wine judge.
Yeah, we had a great time.
So much better than Star.
Oh, yeah. Wine stains.
And...
Well, here, should we toast, Barry?
Yes.
So what do we got?
We're starting it off with the sparkling sweepstakes. Well, I guess it was specialty sweepstakes that went against the sweet wines and the rosés. Boletto Brut Rosé 2013. Beautiful bottle. We already blew through our first round of this. Luckily, we have more coming tomorrow. But
wow, it's
really
delicious.
Wise. Yeah, they've always got at least a couple wines in the fair every year, the gold and above.
Right.
I think they've got about four this year. So.
Well, they've won a couple of different times, haven't they, Boletto?
Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won the big red 2 years ago.
Look at this, Dan. It's hardly a blush at all on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got a copperish hue to it, which is really classic. In Europe, they call it Van Gris, the gray.
Mm-hmm.
But this copperish note is just absolutely gorgeous, and it really sets itself apart from traditional Blancs and Blancs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I liked what John said when he got up and accepted the award, that this was Terry's dream to bring sparkling wine to
Oh, no kidding.
Portfolio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. And they take it seriously. You know, it's so we're 6 years on the yeast, 2013. This is really serious work.
And, it's not overly yeasty. It's very mm-hmm. well balanced.
Yeah, the nice thing about this is that it rests itself right on those beautiful, soft tannins. So it's literally a red wine in sparkling form with no intensity or color. So it basically, it's pink, obviously, by design, but the tannins are gone.
Yeah, it's not there. It's very well made.
Beautiful wine.
Yeah, great acid. And this must come from some of their cooler vineyards that they're able to pick early. And really nice. I didn't have this category, but the judges did a good job in picking this one.
Yeah, they sure did.
For sure.
There's nothing like a nice bottle of sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Let me just correct myself. Mike was 4 years old when we were doing doing the entertainment, so he remembered the name.
We didn't.
Yeah. I'm not going to get over this anytime soon, I don't think.
He was an early listener.
He was the only listener.
Mommy, Daddy, that wine show's on.
Sunday night from 6 to 9, he was the only listener.
Yeah, really. Remember when we had Phyllis Diller on and we couldn't understand a word she was saying and she couldn't understand what we were saying?
And she wouldn't hang up. She just kept talking.
She just kept laughing.
That's hilarious.
That was something. Okay. So are we? How many award winners are we announcing here today?
Well, the store's carrying – we just crossed the 100 – wine mark today.
Jeez.
And we'll probably wind up maybe around 105, 108. We'll have.
And you got a special area at Bottle Barn.
The whole center of the store is cleared out, and it's just Harvest Fair wines, gold medal and above. This will be the big weekend. Obviously, they don't have retail there anymore, so I think most people will be coming by our store after they taste Friday night or Saturday. And we're ready, we're fully stocked.
And you know what a wonderful thing, too, again, about the Harvest Fair is when you're a small producer, a lot of people hang like their year on winning a gold at the Harvest Fair and having Bottle Barn represent them. And it gets them into the stores. And believe me, it's not easy to sell wine in this global wine market. Yeah. And to win a gold at the Harvest Fair still is a huge success. And people just need to understand what the Harvest Fair has done for a lot of small producers in this county.
I agree. And I think, Dan and I were talking about it being the largest regional wine competition, certainly the first. And it's maintained presence in the community.
You've got some statistics. When did this whole thing start?
Exactly. So 75 was the first year of the Harvest Fair. And for the first 4 years, there were no sweepstakes. But there were 19 wineries that entered 155 wines.
19 wineries.
Now, fast forward to today with 148 wineries and 1,024 wines.
That's
in
so amazing.
So
impressive.
And so the Harvest Fair, Friday and Saturday. Friday evening, really, and Saturday all day.
Right.
Sheila, talk about Friday
evening. Well, Friday, it's a Friday evening. It's always traditionally been a real, I call it locals night. You know, it's one that a lot of locals really love to come to.
It's from 5
to 8. It is. It's fun. It's 5 to 8. Saturday, I think we get a lot more people from out of the area, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Jose, out of state. They like to come in and enjoy and sample the wines on Saturday. So
a lot of people plan like their crush week.
They do.
Starting with the Harvest Fair. Like when we won 3 years ago, we won Best of Class and 3 gold medals. We still have customers that we got there from Illinois and Wisconsin that came.
And
they say, we always come the week of the Harvest Fair and we'll stay a week. They start at the Harvest Fair or end at the Harvest Fair and spend their time, because people like to be here during crush.
Right.
So it's very nice for them.
And we field those calls all year long with, I'm planning my vacation. They'll call in January when their vacation's come up on the calendar. When's the Harvest Fair? So that they can come out to Sonoma County and extend their stay past the Harvest Fair week.
Yeah, exactly. It brings people into the county.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. We always discover 3 or 4 new guys each year, and we wind up, sometimes they become incredibly long-term
customers.
In the store,
Think about it.
We get customers too, but yeah. Wineries that we never would have heard of.
It was the, remember Glen Ellen Proprietor's Reserve? I think it was their Fumé Blanc, or Sauvignon Blanc in 1983.
That's correct, but you go back to 1987 where their 85 Cabernet won.
82?
Oh, really?
85 Cabernet from Glen Ellen was the big winner here. And it was a startling wine because it was $7 or $6.
Yeah. And that catapulted that whole brand into a huge success. And they ended up selling that and $40 million or whatever it was way back then.
Right.
After they built their reputation from,
yeah,
from you guys.
They often said.
And
you
recall also, it was the Harvest Fair gold medal that Kenwood won for their Sauvignon Blanc, the first Sauvignon Blanc they ever made.
Wow.
And it was a gold medal. And
yeah.
She launched them off.
And that Sauvignon Blanc
is
there.
The categories, because there's these days a lot of categories. We know about the gold, and then there's the sweepstakes. And
yeah.
How does it all differ?
Well, we've got gold, silver, and bronze, and then a best of class. I like to let people know that double gold is not better than a gold. It's a gold that got a unanimous vote from that panel of judges.
Oh, okay.
So a gold is a gold in my book. Out of that, though, there is a certain percentage that are double golds, meaning that it was a unanimous decision. And then those best of classes all advance into the sweepstakes round. So they're kind of the nominees towards those top three wines that will eventually win the whole shoot and match. We've opened the first one, mm-hmm. and Barry, I think, has two more to go. Mm-hmm. So then the top white wine, red wine, and specialty wine is selected. And we keep that under wraps until the awards night gala. So for
and
about a week.
Specialty means
specialty
sparkling?
Can be sparkling. It can be a late harvest. It can be a port. It can be a
rose.
Fortified wine. It can be a rosé.
That was a really good rosé in there. That's your Alexander Valley that.
Yeah, and it's all the sweepstakes is all done by private ballot, so nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sangiovese Rosé, there's a wonderful story about that where a good winemaker, I can't name him just yet because it's a secret until I publish, told me the other day that the best thing to do with Sangiovese is make rosé out of it.
Yeah, it's great acid.
Tell Antonori that. Now, wait a minute.
Tough to compete with this Boletto, but that wine was really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've got the white sweepstakes, but I can get the top off here. I think it's going to be one of those.
So as I was saying, the sweepstakes is all private ballot. So
say that again.
The sweepstakes is all done by private ballot. Oftentimes, yeah. You know, wine judges, you know, they're collaborating, so they know what wines have gotten certain medals. But we do keep that top three under lock and key until the awards night gala. So I think even for Barry or anybody, you don't know.
Yeah,
otherwise they'd
buy all the sweepstakes.
That's
the night
true.
Before.
But, I mean, you're waiting to wonder just like the rest of the wineries, who won.
Can I get it open?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to do this?
We've got
a spinning screw cap on the sweepstakes winning.
No, not me.
Yeah, we might need
pass
a more,
it to Dan.
Might need a tool.
Yeah.
Who's got a cork puller with a knife on it? We finally got the screw cap open on the sweepstakes white, the Russian River Vineyards Chardonnay 2018. This was the sweepstakes white. Who are we going to talk about the taste? This is a really beautiful aroma.
Yeah, it kind of straddles the heavy-duty buttery style
tropical
with
fruit.
The crisp lean. Mm-hmm. Kind of hits it right down the middle, I think, and not too much in either direction. This is the second time around for them, too. They mm-hmm. were sweepstakes
they
3 years ago.
Is there a sub-district down there?
They won in their Pinot in 2016.
Sonoma County, Russian River Valley.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Well, the acid shows beautifully.
And it's stainless steel, no oak.
Daniel, your thoughts.
Yeah, the no oak character is really very stylish. I think a lot of the aromatics are coming out of these terpenes, these spicy, flowery components. And that is really very typical of Russian River Valley. It doesn't make any difference what variety you harvest out of there. If it's a white wine, you can get this from Viognier, you get this from Pinot Gris, you get this from Chardonnay. And the nice part about it is it's not only is it consistent, but it carries itself in the bottle. You could age these wines, even Pinot Gris, for example, a year later, is really interesting out of Russian River because Pinot Gris does take on bottle bouquet. And this one is just a little bit on the younger side. That's
I'd really like to investigate and find out what kind of clones these are. Because usually when you get a wine that's un-oaked that with all this flavor and spice, the grapes are significantly better than your vin ordinaire that you might find in an un-oaked Chardonnay that goes for $10 a bottle or such. But for a wine as sophisticated as this, and for you to tell me there's no oak, that's really something.
And one of the key people behind this is Anthony Austin, who is the assistant winemaker over at Russian River. He is very talented. Mm-hmm. The Ballesteri family runs this property. They have a winemaker of their own, but they bring in a consultant. Yeah. And this is really a very stylish wine.
Anthony is a great, especially Chardonnay winemaker man.
Yeah,
this has got to be the first un-oaked Chardonnay that's won sweepstakes, I would think.
That's why I was wondering if there was a sub-appellation.
I think so.
Something interesting.
Yeah. I did a few stats.
Yeah, the flavor of this.
Chardonnays won 10 times.
It has kind of an anise.
But I think this might be the first time.
That's why I was wondering if we could figure out the clones, because Chardonnay is like the tofu of white wine, because it wants to – it'll take on whatever you do to it.
I've never heard anything like that.
the tofu of white wine.
Whatever you do to it. That's a Tomism. Well, there you go.
That's a geek alert.
As Simoneau says, and it's the truth. Sure. This wine is stunning.
It's good. Yeah, but you know, a headline in the newspaper that says the tofu of white wine wins. Forget it. That's not going to make it.
It's not going to sell the wine.
Well, this is radio. It comes and goes. You know what I'm saying?
Sheila, how many is it always been Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc for the white sweepstakes, or has there been an exception to that?
No, those two. Sauvignon Blanc, I did a little bit of stats before I came. It's won 17 times to Chardonnay's 10 times. Sauvignon Blanc
reigns still the king.
But Chardonnay's are...
Well, when you have a Dry Creek Valley in your region, you're hitting a home run every time.
Okay, again, reiterate this one, and it was a sweepstakes white winner?
Yes, this is Russian River Vineyards 2018 Chardonnay, Russian River Valley, Peterson Vineyard, stainless steel. They put it right on the label.
You know what the price will be, Barry?
We're at $26.99.
Gorgeous wine. Yeah. Beautiful wine.
All right. California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Dan Berger, of course. Tom Simoneau's back in this week. And Barry Herbst has brought some of the top winners for this week, this year's Harvest Fair, which is this weekend from the Harvest Fair. Sheila Quince is with us. All right, Barry, what's this?
So this is 2017 J Vineyards, Pinot Noir Russian River Valley designation. And they make several different pinots. They have a multi-appellation blend as well, which does quite well. But this is a kind of one step up from that. We're selling this at $29.99 a bottle. And this was the big winner in the red category.
Wow.
Very nice.
Tom?
Really, now we've got some oak here. Boy, that's one thing I'll say.
Pretty lush and drinkable right out of the gates.
Yep. Yeah. And if you could give it some time. It's a 17, is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dan, wouldn't you lay this baby down?
Well, I wouldn't, but...
We finally found a wine that Dan wouldn't lay down.
Well, the problem for me is that Pinot Noir either exhibits its regional characteristics or it doesn't. This has nothing to do with Russian River Valley. And the problem that I have is Russian River Valley is supposed to be an elegant district, and this is not an elegant wine. This is your Zinfandel of Pinot. In that
crowd
respect,
pleaser.
It's a crowd pleaser. It's really enjoyable and easy to drink, but it doesn't remind you of Pinot Noir after the first sip. First sip, you get Pinot Noir character. The second sip, you say, hey, wait, they put Zin in here.
Yeah, it's definitely a lush, rich style that... I'm sure, you know, made it stand out.
Yeah, there are those two styles. There's your feminine style for Pinot Noir, and then there's your kind of bigger, bolder style.
This is a more masculine style.
Yeah, masculine, no absolutely. And I'll tell you, right now, I mean, you could find a nice piece of meat for this, as opposed to some of those feminine wines that would go well with salmon.
It's certainly reasonably priced. There's no question about that.
Well, you know our motto on the show, Amen. The drive. We got the meats. Mike, go down to the meat cellar and bring something up, will you?
Meats.
We have a question from Judy in Windsor, and I'll send this to Sheila. Could your guest tell us how the wines are organized at the Harvest Fair? Are they organized by winery, by varietal, by the region? I mean, we kind of address that, but...
It's by varietal. The wine categories break into varietals, and then within the varietals, we often have price points. You know, Pinot's under 29, Pinot's 29 to 40, Pinot's 40 and up. So it's done by varietal.
Okay. Yeah, I think there were three classes. We did over $50 Pinot's, and then there was a 30 to 50, I think, or 25 to 50, and then below 25. And then there's a taste-off of those three best of class at the end to see which one goes to sweepstakes.
So once you win the gold, then the golds go to
The golds become nominees for the best of class. It's the best of class that advances to the sweepstakes.
Correct.
The categories are by varietal. The varietals do have price points, and that's how we put together the
usually
classes.
Usually the double golds and the best of class taste off because it's hard to get judges to agree most of the time.
Right.
But there's occasional gold that'll get brought back just because somebody's fighting for it.
Yeah. Oftentimes a hard fought.
You just want to see what it does with air or something like that.
Yep.
So.
And Tom, to answer your question earlier, definitely would improve this wine to age it.
Yeah.
There's no. I was just joking, but. No, yeah. Seriously, it does. It's very, very young. It needs a lot of time.
Yeah.
But once it gets about 3 more years, it'll really open up.
Yeah. The best thing here would be, again, decanting. I mean, wines do best, in my opinion, with a little decanting. All young wines.
Including sparkling. But that's another story. We'll get there. We'll get there.
All right.
Someday.
California Wine Country brought to you in part by Della Tofola. If you need any last... minute equipment, and it is last minute at this point for harvest, but they always have a big selection of equipment in stock, and their technicians are always there for your service needs, everything to get your grapes from vineyard to bottle easily, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor. They're online at delatofala.us. Barry Herbst, Bottle Barn, recap the Harvest Fair winners.
So there's three sweepstakes that... the specialty division was the Boletto, Brut Rosé, and then the white wine was Russian River Vineyards, Peterson Vineyard Chardonnay, and then the red wine sweepstakes was the J, Russian River Pinot Noir 2017.
And these are all going to be available at the Harvest Fair, Sheila?
They'll all be poured at the Harvest
Fair. And what are the times for the tasting?
So the Harvest Fair, again, is Friday the 4th, and that is an evening 5 to 8. And then, again, Saturday.
All day,
fifth,
pretty
it's
much.
It's a 1 to 4 on Saturday.
And Sunday?
No Sunday.
No Sunday.
Huh?
Why do they do Friday and Saturday instead of Saturday and Sunday, you'd think that?
It's always been actually a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I think kind of lighten the load on the wineries, it's crush, it's the harvest, it's hard. And we say, okay, come on in and spend 3 days that you don't have.
Friday night is like the locals' night.
So
like
Friday
you were
night
saying.
Is like a locals' night. And then I think Saturday
the
a lot of
the secret to that tasting for me is not Cabernet and Chardonnay. The secret is to find all those gold medals that are saying, like, Barbera, stuff like that, because when Sonoma County is a fabulous region for growing of all wine grapes, and if you can go into that tasting and just focus on the unknown grape varieties, you'll find bargains.
And I think small wineries that you never have heard of before.
Yeah.
That is the stunning part.
Yeah, I think
of
the fun part is that you've got all the gold medal winning wines under one roof, and you can really map out your day and seek out those wines and taste them and enjoy them.
Well, and even the large wineries, a lot of guys that I've just bought, you know, year after year, put the case out, I don't need to taste it, I know it'll sell. This year, this Fry's Zinfandel, we didn't get to it today, but it was best of class in the under 25 Zinfandels. It's $12.99.
Wow.
So I bought 3 pallets of that wine because I liked it so much. And, that's a wine I've just put on the shelf for the last 5 years.
I've only got a short amount of time here. If you're interested in brewing beer, making wine at home, maybe cider, curing olives, making cheese, the beverage people, Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. Wow. They do great work. They're great people. And they really can help you with your hobby. Brewing,
I used to buy a lot of equipment from those guys back when I was an amateur.
Brewing, winemaking, cider, mead making, kombucha, cheese, curing olives, and so much more. It's the beverage people. They are on Piner Road, 1845 Piner Road. Go to TheBeverageBeople.com. Thanks to everybody. Great to see you all.
Adios.
All right, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.